Weekday mornings from 11. This is Northside Today.
I have on the line now Nolan Riley from Sinn Féin, Sinn Féin councillor for the Ballymun ward. Good afternoon, Nolan.
Good afternoon, John.
And thanks very much for taking the call. Now, I say the Ballymun ward, it takes in a lot more than Ballymun, doesn't it?
Yeah, it certainly does. It takes in Finglas East, Glasnevin, Drumcondra, Bantry, Whitehall. So it's a very, very, very big area.
Right, well, we're going to talk now about Young Ballymun and there's talk about them losing their funding. But you were in the county centre yesterday. I said there was great excitement with your colleague, Denise.
Yes, there was certainly great excitement. A very, very, very long weekend, but we got there in the end. So we're very happy that Denise got over the line.
Yeah, there was a lot of counting going on over the weekend, as you say.
Tell me about it. Didn't think we knew that Dublin North Bay would be quite a long count, but I don't think any of us envisioned that it would be that long.
Yeah, and I think it was one of the last to go in.
Yeah, the second last. There's only one, or maybe the third last. There's only one left now, Longford Westmead, so that's going straight down to the wire.
Okay, well, listen, we'll go on. Young Ballymun, I know it's close to your heart, and there's talk about it losing funding. What does this mean? First of all, just tell people what Young Ballymun is.
Well, Young Ballymun, I suppose it's a programme that has been running in the area for the last 10 years around early intervention with children. And it would run a number of different programmes, I suppose, up until primary school level, just when children would be leaving primary school, and it would deal with areas such as literacy rates, and they have Ready, Steady, Grow programmes where, I suppose, parents can come in with their new babies, and there's nurses there on hand and people that are trained in that sort of area, and it's just been an absolutely fantastic service in Ballymun, and it has new mothers have 80% of new mothers in Ballymun use the service, which is just a phenomenal percentage when you think about it. So just there in January, they received a letter from the minister to state that they were to prepare for closure, that their funding was stopping in June 2016. So it's a devastating blow for the area. And certainly, in terms of literacy rates, we were way below the national average, and now we're at the national average in terms of that. It's had a huge impact on the area, and I really, really, really wouldn't like to see it go.
Now, was there any reason given for this? It's been hugely successful. Yeah, so why would you cut funding?
Exactly. I really don't know. And I think it was a very callous move, the last move of the Labour Fine Gael government to do this. It has been very successful and it has won numerous awards. And I remember approximately 18 months ago, the Minister Alex White was out when they were receiving an award and was saying, this is the template here, we're going to roll this out in other communities. And that was always the plan. 20 million has been invested in this programme over the last 10 years. And now just to see, it was the pilot, now just to see them saying, look, close up shop, it's going, that's it. It's very, very, very wrong. And I would plead with whoever the new government is going to be to save Young Ballymun. We certainly had it in our manifesto that we would be, we would save Young Ballymun and not only that, roll it out in other communities.
So there's talk now, I think Andy Kenny turned around and said now he's willing to talk to anybody. So you're hopeful that a new government will reinstate the funding for Young Ballymun?
I'm not sure. I think we need to put a lot of pressure on the new government. Fine Gael certainly were giving absolutely no commitments before the election that they would save Young Ballymun. So I'd be very, very, very concerned at this point, because they weren't bringing it into the table before the election, and I'd certainly be calling on them. I don't know what the formation of the next government is going to be. It's kind of looking like Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, it's hard to say if that will work out for them, but I certainly would be calling on them to restore the funding. I think it's a ridiculous decision.
It is. It's crazy. Unfortunately, at any time we speak, Nolan, we're usually talking about funding being cut or places being closed down. I think the last time you were saying the women's centre was shut down.
Yes. Well, actually, we managed to reverse that decision. So that was one that we won. There was the Young Ballymun, the Young Women's Resource Centre was closing, but we put enough pressure on them so we were able to reverse that decision. So there was three jobs saved there, and then they moved into, I suppose, one of the youth clubs, then became their agent. So that was something we managed to put a stop to. So, like, fingers crossed we can do the same thing with Young Ballymun.
Hopefully you can. Now, there's another thing coming up this Sunday in Glasnevin Cemetery at the Milestone Gallery, and it's called Flowers for Magdalens. And this was co-organised by Sinn Féin Women. What's that all about?
We've been running it for the last 5 years. One of our members, Anya, has organised it from the very start, and it's in conjunction with International Women's Day. And I suppose it's to remember the women that were forgotten in the Magdalen laundries. So what we do is, there's four plots there, so we go around all of those plots and we lay flowers, and it's just, I suppose, to ensure that they're not forgotten in death, because they were forgotten in life.
And the speakers will include Mary Lou MacDonald and Claire McGettrick.
Yes, and Claire has come also. Mary Lou and Claire have been there every year for the last 5 years as well. And Claire has done a lot of work, and Mary Lou, around this issue in the Dáil. So, Claire's always very welcome at it. Like, and it's something that she has personally given a lot of time and effort to getting some sort of justice for those women.
Is this a private get-together, or is it open?
No. It's absolutely open to the public, and I would urge anyone, if they're available, to come along.
Okay, and that's in the Milestone Gallery in Glasnevin Cemetery this Sunday at 11:30.
This Sunday, that's it,
Okay, Nolene, is there anything you'd like to add?
No, just, I suppose, thanks to all your listeners for voting for Sinn Féin over the weekend. We got a great election result, and we have the first female ever elected in the Dublin North Bay constituency. So that was a big success for us over the weekend.
Okay, and listen, hopefully the new government... Do you think Sinn Féin might be involved in the next government?
Look, we have said we wouldn't go into government unless we were the lead party, and the election result didn't make us the lead party, so that's not on the table for us. And we also said that the property tax and the water charges would be a red line issue for us. So I'd imagine there's a lot of negotiations going on today between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. So we'll see what that comes to, but it's looking like they will be the next government. But I suppose Fianna Fáil will have some own red line issues for themselves.
Right, well, listen, the best of luck with the trying to get the money back for Young Ballymun. It's disgraceful that they're losing their funding.
Yeah, absolutely,
Such a successful thing. Now, and hope Sunday goes well. I take it you'll be there?
Yes, I will indeed, yes.
Okay, Nolene, listen, thank you very much for taking the call. I know
how
busy you were.
Thanks, John.
We'll
thanks a million.
Again.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Music, news, information. Weekday mornings from 11. This is Northside Today.